When you head west out of the town of Morrison on Garden Plain Road, you will soon reach a valley surrounded by wetlands and fields of corn. There is also a good chance you will hear something like this. That's one of the many trucks bringing in and shipping out peat moss, a product commonly used by gardeners. This part of the county is a hotbed for peat mining, which involves stripping topsoil from the ground. The mayor of Morrison, Everett Pernier, doesn't have a stance on the controversial practice one way or the other, but over the years, he says the industry has provided a boost to the area.
There's no tax benefit directly or anything to the city, but it does provide opportunities for Morrison citizens to work out there.
Pernier also says all the truck traffic moving through the area results in extra dollars for local businesses. The mayor adds that the peat mining companies and their producers haven't been disruptive. But this summer, there was some noise heard in the community about the operations. That noise came from residents who objected to a permit application submitted by two producers wanting to mine for peat on property west of town. The request was ultimately approved by the county. Mary Jo Gooley lives near that site. She says she worries about digging up precious farmland.
It's not going to affect me, but it's going to affect my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, when there's not enough ground to farm to produce food to eat.
And Gooley and other opponents of the practice say once that soil is dug up, there's not much use for the land afterwards.
It's just wasteland. True, it's considered wetlands, but you can't do anything with it because peat is just, it's like quicksand. You can't walk on it because you just will sink.
But others say the prospect of creating more wetlands can't be ignored.
Anytime you can create wetlands, it's positive. You know, in Illinois, we've lost over 90% of our original wetlands. And if we can create more wetland habitat, I don't see a problem with it.
That's Dave Harrison. He works with the Soil and Water Conservation District in Whiteside County. Harrison was asked to submit a report related to the recent permit request. After getting a look at the current situation, he says he doesn't think the industry is a serious threat to area farmland.
Just my opinion, and this isn't the district board's, I would say no, not on the scale that it's being done right now.
But residents like Mary Jo Gooley say they would rather preserve as much land as they can to make sure it can be used in the future.
It's some of the richest ground, and yet we're strip mining it out to put it in somebody else's yard when they can make their own compost pile and have the same nutrients and even actually better.
Efforts to interview the companies that have large-scale peat mining operations in Whiteside County were unsuccessful, but one of them, Scott's Miracle-Gro, pointed to information on their website. It says the company is aware of the environmental impact and that they're focused on sustainable harvesting practices. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.